last Sunday of the month contemplative service. We'll be spending some time with a story from the Bible and a piece of art depicting that story. Albert Einstein once said, "Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world." This morning we're going to experience what I'm calling an imaginative visio divina. We'll view and reflect on an artist's painting representing the story of Jesus healing the leper. We will then make use of our imaginations to put ourselves in the time and place and mindset of some of the people in the story. If this spiritual practice is new to you or even feels uncomfortable, don't worry about it. There's no incorrect way to do this, and there are no wrong thoughts or feelings. Just try to imagine yourself as some of the characters in the painting. First, let's read the story of Jesus healing the leper from the book of Matthew. I've adapted this reading from the Bible translation called The Voice. Large crowds followed Jesus when he came down from the mountain. As Jesus was going along, a leper approached him, knelt down before him, and said, "Lord, if you want to, please heal me and make me clean." As he stretched out his hand to touch the man, Jesus said, "Of course I want to. Be clean." Immediately, he was healed. The man talked everywhere about how he had been healed until Jesus could no longer come into a town openly without the risk of being mobbed. Now, you read through the story a couple more times, silently and slowly, trying to imagine yourself being there in person. Make mental note of anything that comes to your mind or any feelings that arise. By way of a brief bit of background, and I took this from the website called The Leprosy Mission. Leprosy is referred to several times in the Bible, both in the Old and New Testaments. Jesus is said to have healed persons affected by leprosy, and there are a handful of people throughout the Old Testament who are said to have had leprosy. In ancient times, leprosy was a catch-all phrase for any disease that particularly affected the skin. This means it is possible that individuals associated with leprosy in the Bible may well have had a different skin disease from what we today know as leprosy. Regardless, those who were perceived to have leprosy in the regions where the Bible was written were considered the lowest in society. They faced rejection and were beggars and lived by the side of the road. In Jesus' culture, it was forbidden for rabbis to touch people who were classified as unclean. This included those affected by leprosy. When Jesus encountered persons affected by leprosy, he did so as a religious leader with growing authority and a substantial base of supporters. To many people of the time, it would have been shocking that such a high-profile leader would have stopped to care for the leprosy-affected person on the side of the road. As we begin our time considering the story of Jesus healing the person afflicted with leprosy, let's take a moment to look at this painting. Notice the people depicted in it: Jesus, the leper, the people in the background individually and as a group. Now, and as we make our way through the morning, notice how you are feeling in response to what you are seeing. Also notice any physical sensations you might be experiencing. For the next few minutes, as you continue viewing the painting, try to imagine yourself as Jesus. If you were Jesus, what might you be thinking? What might you be feeling about the man afflicted with leprosy? About the people in the gathered crowd? About what might be expected of you? About the implications of what you are about to do? What drives you to reach out to this man? Take a few minutes and imagine yourself as Jesus in that place and reflect on this. Now let's move our gaze to the man afflicted with leprosy. Imagine that you are this man. Who might you have been before you came down with leprosy? How has your life changed since then? What's your life like now? How do you feel about that? And the way you are treated because of this affliction. What drove you to seek healing from Jesus, even though you are a social pariah? Consider this for the next few minutes. Next, I'd like you to consider the people in the background of the painting. Look closely. Consider them individually and as a group. Then choose one of these people and put yourself into their place. Who are you? Why are you there? What do you think and feel about what you are seeing and experiencing? What do you feel about the leper and what he's doing? What do you think about Jesus? How do you feel about what he's doing? There was a time a few years ago when I was at a retreat and participating in a similar exercise on this same story. At that time, I was struggling with some discouragement and disappointments in my life. When I was asked to imagine that I was a person in the story, I didn't choose Jesus or the leper or someone in the onlooking crowd. Instead, I felt led to consider a person who's not in the painting at all. I chose another leper. In my imagination, I put myself in the place of that person. This time, I invite you to imagine that you are that other person afflicted with leprosy. You're somewhere in the background, out of the picture, but close enough to know what's happening. Nobody notices you unless it's with disapproval. Not even Jesus seems to notice you. What do you think and feel? How do you wish other people would see you? What might you like to do or say to them or to Jesus? If this resonates with you, it may be hard to give voice to your feelings of disappointment in Jesus. It may be difficult to reconcile God's love for you with his seeming indifference to your need. Although we know, at least in theory, that God loves us and wants what's best for us, in reality, that knowledge can sometimes feel pretty hollow. If you find yourself in such a place this morning, don't feel like you have to walk that road alone. Many of us have been there. Some still are. After the service, Jenny and I will be in the back of the room and we'll be happy to listen to you or pray with you. Or if you prefer, you could share your story on a connection card. It will be prayed over in confidence by our pastors and leadership team. Now for a few minutes, let's reflect on the second leper.
Thank you.
You might be surprised to hear that even now, around 200,000 people worldwide are infected with leprosy each year. This is a small fraction of the people considered as outcasts, worthless, unclean. In our culture, in this day and time, what people might be considered as lepers. I doubt that anyone here this morning is actually afflicted with leprosy. However, I would venture a guess that we all have places in our lives where we feel overlooked, unnoticed, worthless, or somehow unclean. Human nature would usually lead us to hide those places from public view, or even from ourselves. For our final pause, I encourage you in your imagination to take these places in your life to Jesus and spend some time waiting quietly to see what he might have to say to you. Thank you. Last Sunday was Easter, when we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus. Just a few days before his crucifixion, Jesus gathered his 12 closest disciples to share a meal with them, a final meal. He broke bread and shared wine with them. As he was breaking the bread, he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Take and eat it, remembering me." He then offered them the cup, saying, "Take and drink. This is my blood shed for your redemption." As we share the bread and the juice today, let's do so remembering how Jesus treated the leper. At Liminal Church, all are welcome to participate in this remembrance. None are excluded, not even the unwanted, the unworthy, or those some might consider unclean. If the ushers could come up. As you come to receive the communion elements, please come using the two center aisles. The ushers will serve you the juice, and you may take a piece of bread or a gluten-free cracker. When you return to your seat, please use the outer aisles. And at the end of the service, please take your cup with you and put it in the bin on the cart in the coffee bar area. Come forward and receive in your own time. Thank you for joining us today. We're finished, but feel free to to stay here in silence as long as you'd like. When you do leave, please do so quietly and wait until you're out in the entrance area before having any conversations. Go in peace and aware of the touch of Jesus on the broken places in your life.